700 here on the Balland Circuit, 4.25 miles of roads in the Castletown area to the final event of the evening, event four, the big one, the 750cc, where there are 748 Kawasaki's, 700 Yamaha's, 738cc Suzuki's, the 741 Stafford BSA, 745 Sealy's, and sprinkled among them also 500s, 499s, and a couple of 350s just for good measure, or 351 as they're down in the program. Indeed, the field on the starting grid now, and before any further, let me give you the non-starters for this final event of the evening. The non-starters are as follows. Number 125, 129, 132, 134, 136, 138, 148, 153, 169, and 170. Those are the non-starters for this 750 event. Let's take a look for local interest. The local competitors, number 123 on the front row, is Roger Sutcliffe on the Crook Suzuki, comes from Douglas here in the Isle of Man. Number 140, David Harrison with a 500 Sealy, comes from Port Erin in the Isle of Man, is also a first-class goalkeeper as well. Plays for Russian United, who won two major cups in the Manx soccer season, and I think David is his second love certainly must be motorcycling. The other local competitors, number 149, is Dave Mills with the 750 Sealy, comes from Ballabeg. Well, he should know that part of the course because he goes around Ballabeg corner in this. Number 161, Bob Forrest with a 750 Triumph, comes from Onchan in the Isle of Man. 151, William Snelling on a 500 Velocet, comes from Santon. Number 163, Peter Kermode on a Velocet, comes from Ramsey. They're the local competitors in this final event, the 750 race. The front row, here we have number 121, Les Trotter, who was fourth in this event last year on the Crook Suzuki, comes from Barrow. Number 122, George Fogarty on the 748 Kawasaki, comes from Blackburn. Number 123, Roger Sutcliffe with the 498 Crook Suzuki from Douglas. And number 124, Dave Williams from Pontypool on the 500 Matchless. He finished in seventh position in the 750 race last year. The second row, we have number 126, Bill Smith with a big 700 Yamaha from Chester. 127 is Gordon Pantle on the 738 Suzuki from Clenethley. And number 128, Frank Kennedy with a 351 Yamaha, comes from Northern Ireland. So a wealth of talent and certainly some tremendous machinery in this final event of the evening, the 750cc, with again places in the solo championship tomorrow afternoon at stake. Well, no boards have been signed. We haven't had the two-minute signal as yet, so plenty of time this time for Ian Cannell to give us thoughts on the final race of the evening at Ballabeg.
Well, I think that there was one local competitor that Peter didn't mention, and that is newcomer number 147, Frank Fox from Maroun. And unless I'm very much mistaken, that is Frank Fox, who won the Junior Manx Grand Prix many years ago. And he's been making a return to racing, and I'm sure that he's enjoying every minute of it. Number 147, Frank Fox. Well, Bill Smith, as we told you, retired in the previous race at Ballabeg. He went past on his lap of pageantry, looking much happier, squirting the big Yamaha away from the corner here. And also Gordon Pantle, who rode such a tremendous race after a bad start in the last event. He too was looking happier this time. And so I think we can expect a battle royal perhaps between those two, number 126 and 127. As Peter says, we've got plenty of talent. It's the big one, and we can look for fireworks from these two and many of the others as well. We've got a lot more spectators at Ballabeg than we had earlier in the evening. I think it's perhaps gone a bit colder for them sitting on the hedges now, but the weather is still good for racing. Perfect, in fact. No wind at all. It's very hazy, and as I say, it's getting a bit cooler towards the latter part of the evening, but still plenty of good, exciting racing to keep the spectators warm. I said before the last event that we hadn't seen any lap records broken, and then, of course, we did it with a vengeance, didn't we? We've seen not only a class lap record, class race record, we've seen absolute records of over 91 miles an hour, and that really is something. So perhaps we might even see that improved. Time will tell, a very short time, because the start of the race must by now be imminent. Peter?
Yes, indeed, with just 1 minute to go, and apologies to Frank Fox there for missing him off our list. Frank, of course, a committee member of the TT Supporters Club here in the Isle of Man, and does sterling work. I've got more non-starters to tell you, but there's no point in trying to do that now, because we're into the final 30 seconds or so before the start of this big one, and certainly a cacophony of sound is going to be heard here very, very shortly indeed. The man at the back of the grid, number 130, Bill Fulton, with the big BSA. The reason he's up, not in numerical order, is that he is having a pusher. So that's Bill Fulton, a regular competitor here in the island. The men now off their machines, just staring intently for that flag to drop. It's raised and down, and away we go. Well, no wonder the people on the starting grid are putting their hands to their ears with that noise. And it would appear that one is not away, just one competitor not away. We can't see the number from here, obviously. They've gone past the timekeeper's box. And he is away now. Philip Taubman gives me the signal. All the field away, and the big one is on. Quickly, I'll give you the additional non-starters. They are numbers 133, 139, 143, 144, 150, 152, and 167. Those are the additional non-starters, but very shortly now they should be at Ballabeg, the leaders that is, and in the sight of Ian Cannell.
Yes, and already one has broken away, and it looks like Bill Smith, is it? Yes, number 126, Bill Smith in the lead at Ballabeg, ahead of number 121, which is Les Trotter, 128, Frank Kennedy, and 1-2-2, George Fogarty. Gordon Pantall is well up there too. Number 157, Roger Wilson, has overshot the corner. He's stopped, he's pulling the machine away from the wall, and he rejoins the fray just behind local competitor Roger Sutcliffe. Well, once again, we get that tremendous first lap noise at Ballabeg. 750 machines this time. Many of them are 500s, but there's not a great deal in the noise factor. And the leader, once again, was number 126, Bill Smith, on the big Yamaha, who was just a matter of about 30 yards, I suppose, on the road, ahead of Les Trotter on the Crooks Suzuki, 121. Frank Kennedy from Northern Ireland, 128, third place. 1-2-2, George Fogarty was fourth. 1-3-1, Alan Jones was fifth. 1-2-7, Gordon Pantall was sixth and well placed in this race. And just off the leaderboard, 1-4-1, Jack Higham on the Sealy Westlake. He comes from Liverpool. So that's lap one, and here is the travelling marshal, Alan Killip, with his bright orange jacket over his blue leathers, triumph mounted, going round the corner and sweeping up behind the pack. The pack by now will have negotiated the sharp right-hander at the cross four ways and will be going round the equally sharp right-hander at Alexander Bridge, and now almost in the sight of Peter.
Well, not quite in the sight, but certainly the sound, because we can hear that noise. And here's the leader. It's Bill Smith still in the lead. There he goes. Second place man, number 121, Trotter. And Gordon Pantall up there in fourth place. The next machine is number 131, and that's Alan Jones. And I can tell you that Bill Smith's lead is just over 2 seconds. Just over 2 seconds. 141, that's Jack Higham. This is George Fogarty, 122 at the big Kawasaki. There's Roger Sutcliffe, number 123, and here they come. 130, 157. 142, 146. 147, 159, and bringing up the rear of that group is number 165, who is Jeff Senior. There's number 154, the green fairing, and that's Tom Thompson. Still they come, 160 there, I noticed. That is Jerry Jenkins on a Suzuki from Telford. Still circulating here, 155 goes past me, but the leader should be with you, Ian.
Yes, he is, and he's already pulling out a lead. Bill Smith looks over his right shoulder. There's no one there, but now there is. 1-2-8 and 1-2-1 in that order. Frank Kennedy is second. Gordon Pantle still having machine bothers. The machine won't pick up. He shakes his head, but I think he's got away all right. But unfortunately, Gordon Pantle still seems to have trouble. There's Roger Sutcliffe, number 1, 2, 3. He's in eighth position at the moment. The time for the leader is 8 seconds. Bill Smith leads by 8 seconds on the second lap. And you could go a long, long way on a 750cc machine in 8 seconds. In third place, at 1-2-1, Les Trotter, 1-2-7. Gordon Pantle was fourth, but I fancy he'll be relegated further down the running order by the time they get back to Peter. Number 1-3-1, Alan Jones was fifth. Number 1-4-1, Jack Higham, sixth. 1-3-5, Norman Dunn was seventh, just ahead of Roger Sutcliffe, who was in eighth place. 1-4-5, Mick Dunn was ninth, and number 1-6-8, Russell Webb, a newcomer from Crawley, was tenth. Number 1-6-3 goes past me, that's Peter Kermode, a newcomer from Ramsey, riding a completely unstreamlined Velocette. Not often these days you see a machine without any streamlining at all, but that one hasn't any. So, it's 8 seconds of a lead for Bill Smith, who has pulled out that interval in about, what? Oh, about 5 or 6 miles only. It's more than a second a lap, I should say. And already he will be on the Castletown Bypass, and with you, Peter.
Indeed, that's Bill Smith. And that yam sounding really beautiful. He had an opening lap at 83.33 miles an hour from a standing start. 1-2-8 and 1-2-1 goes past, and it's still 8 seconds, the difference. 1-2-8 in second place being Frank Kennedy, 1-2-1 Les Trotter. The next machine is number 1-3-1, Frank Kennedy, looking down at the left-hand side of his machine, and a big gap now before suddenly the bunch will come, and here's the beginning of it. 1-2-3, 1-3-5, 1-4-1. That's Roger Sutcliffe there. He's another now. This is number 172, David Ashton. 168, 124, 130. That's Bill Fulton. 157, 156 now. 156 is George Ridgeon. 140 and 142, followed by number 146, and that's Bill Swallow, who was 15th last year. Ian.
Well, Bill Smith is pulling away now, and he nods to the marshal as he goes away from the corner, and he's going round Ballabeg just as the second place man appears at Fallon Norris, which is quarter of a mile down the road. The second place man is still 1-2-8, Frank Kennedy. 1-2-1, Les Trotter is still in third place, and the lead for Bill Smith is now extended to 11 seconds. So another 3 seconds pulled out on that particular lap. Here's 1-3-1, Alan Jones, up into fourth place, and we notice that number 122 seems to have gone missing. That was George Fogarty on the big Kawasaki. Number 135, Norman Dunn, is in sixth place. And here they come streaming through, nose to tail. 168 leads this particular bunch. That's Russell Webb, ahead of David Williams, who had such a good ride in the last race. 156 is there, George Ridgeon on a matchless. Not many of them about these days. Single-cylinder machine, and here's somebody stopping at Ballabeg. 146, Bill Swallow on a Velocette. He comes from Gulcar, and he's stopped. Pushes the goggles up. There's some urgency about him. He's pulling his left glove off, making adjustments, pulls the other glove off. This is number 146, Bill Swallow, who has stopped at Ballabeg. The rider is perfectly okay, making adjustments on the left-hand side of the machine. Seems to be still holding ideas of getting back into the race, but he is still stopped at Ballabeg and making adjustments. Number 151 goes through. That's William Snelling, and he's down in 22nd place, but we're interested in the leader, Bill Smith, who's with Peter.
Well, very shortly he will be here. We're looking up towards the Alexander Bridge, and here he is, Bill Smith. And really going very well indeed. Building this lead up all the time. This is not the second place man yet. This is number 158. But there's the second place man. Number 121. Some 14 seconds down, but closely followed by number 128. Frank Kennedy. Les Trotter there, some 14 seconds down on the leader at the end of lap three, quarter distance. Bill Smith certainly making that big Yamaha sound very healthy indeed. He's another two coming now. This is number 131, Alan Jones, and 123, Roger Sutcliffe. 135, the next placed man. That's Norman Dunn from Northern Ireland with a 351 Yamaha. This is number 172. That's David Ashton, a newcomer from Derby. Number 141, not sounding very healthy at all. That's Jack Higham from Liverpool. There's David Williams, but now let's join Ian Cannell,
where Bill Smith has just overtaken number 162, Mick Withers, on the approach to Ballabeg. He gets past him neatly and is now well away towards Ballawhetstone. The watch is ticking away. Here is the second place man now, number 121, Les Trotter, holding second place. Third place man is here, 128, Frank Kennedy. Looking down at the right-hand side of the motor, Kennedy. He's been relegated to third place, of course. He was holding second. Bill Smith's lead is now 16 seconds, so that's two more seconds since he went past Peter just a mile and a half down the road. 8 seconds between second and third. In fourth place now is Roger Sutcliffe from the Isle of Man. Fifth place, number 131. And the rider that I said was stopped here at Ballabeg, Bill Swallow, he has got going again, I'm pleased to tell you. There's David Williams, number 124, who's down in an unaccustomed ninth place. We normally expect to see him a little higher than that, but there's plenty of time yet. He's still on his fourth lap. And somebody goes hurtling up the slip road at Ballabeg. I didn't catch his number. Yes, Tim O'Hanlon saw it. 168, newcomer Russell Webb has shot up the slip road at Ballabeg, either by accident or design, we know not at this stage. But 126, Bill Smith is leading by 16 seconds from Les Trotter, 121 on the Crooks Suzuki from Barrow. Les Trotter was fourth at this race last year and sixth in the championship. And he's lying second at the moment, ahead of 128, Frank Kennedy. And Bill Smith is leading the race and hoping to compensate for his misfortune in the last one when he retired. And now he's back with Peter.
He is indeed. That was him crossing the line. Number 126, Bill Smith, who was at the end of lap three, officially led number 121 in second place, Les Trotter, by 13.2 seconds, and that lead increasing lap by lap. This looks like the second place man. It is indeed. And I can tell you now, on my watch, it's some 18 and a half seconds the lead that number 126, Bill Smith, has over the second place man, Les Trotter. He's the third place man now, number 128. That's Frank Kennedy, and he's some 30 seconds down on the leader. Here's Roger Sutcliffe, number 123, up into fourth place, followed by Alan Jones, number 131. That's the first five. And the next machine we expect is 135, and indeed it is. And 135 is Norman Dunn. Retirements, George Fogarty at Ballacacham, Gordon Pantle at Ballaun, Dave Mills at Ballabeg, Mick Dunn and Frank Fox at the paddock, all riders perfectly okay. Ian.
Bill Smith is just through and he's about to overtake newcomer 163, Peter Kermode from Ramsey on his Velocette, who's just ahead of him by about 100 yards as they went round the corner here. But Bill Smith has certainly got this big Yamaha going, and it'll be very interesting to see what happens in the championship race tomorrow. There's number 121, Les Trotter, in second place. 21 seconds now down on the leader. Still the lead for Bill Smith increases. Number 162, Mick Withers, goes through. He's a lap behind. He's been lapped. Here's the third place man now, and it's Frank Kennedy, number 128. And he looks as though he's going to be overtaken by Roger Sutcliffe, who's just 10 yards behind him. Kennedy has got problems with his machine, although he's still going. Number 131 is through. That's Alan Jones in fifth place. And 135 completing the leaderboard. That's Norman Dunn, also from Northern Ireland. 172 goes through in seventh place. That's David Ashton. And 146, Bill Swallow, who was stopped at Ballabeg for some little time, has come round again, so he's obviously got the machine sorted out. I was saying it'll be interesting to see what happens tomorrow, assuming that Bill Smith can keep going to the end of this race, and now he's on lap five. He's on a 700cc Yamaha, and tomorrow he'll be pitted against a 350cc machine of Ray McCulloch, which has lapped at over 91 miles an hour. So that'll be an interesting contest, to say the least. But we've still got quite a long way to go, and number 166, Marty Ames, goes through, almost overshooting the corner and taking a very odd line round Ballabeg, almost on the left-hand side of the road, according to traffic laws, as it were. But 1 minute and 53 seconds have gone, and the leader must be back with you, Peter.
That was him crossing the line. Number 126, Bill Smith, increasing the lead all the time. Led from the start of this race, we're now completed five laps, almost half distance of the 12-lap race. This is not the second place man, and the second machine in view isn't either. It's number 163, but here's the second place man, Les Trotter, number 121. And I make it now some 21 seconds, just over 21 seconds. Bill Smith is leading the second place man, number 121, Les Trotter. And already it's 35 seconds since the leader started his sixth lap, and the third place man just in view now. And it's number 123, Roger Sutcliffe. Roger Sutcliffe up into third place. And he's the man he deposed, I think. No, this is 131, Alan Jones. And 128. And that looks like he's pulling into the pits. Number 128, Frank Kennedy. 135 goes past me, and I think the leader's past you, Ian.
Just. Yes, he's pulling away from Ballabeg and rather slower in accelerating away from the corner that time, I thought. No problem, though. Nothing wrong with the machine as far as I could tell. But there seemed slightly less urgency about him. And well, there might be with more than 20 seconds of a lead. Here's the second place man now, riding all by himself, number 121, blue leathers and a blue streamlined Crook Suzuki to match. That's Les Trotter from Barrow, who is 23 seconds now behind Bill Smith. As we come towards half distance, we're on lap six. 137 goes past. That is Robert Clough from Swinton on his Sealy, just being overtaken by another competitor. But there's Roger Sutcliffe in third place, 27 seconds behind Les Trotter. So the first three are well spread out now. 131 is also through. Alan Jones, also Sealy mounted. 135 is here now, going round the corner, blue and gold leathers, red helmet. He's holding fifth place, and his name is Norman Dunn. And we're keeping an eye on Bill Fulton, number 130, because as Peter told us, he had a pusher and had to start at the back of the grid on his Stafford BSA. Well, we've got him up into ninth place, and he's doing very well indeed, considering that he started right at the back of the field in ninth place at the last time of asking. And looking down the road, I can see an orange helmet, which looks like Bill Fulton, that sort of fluorescent orange, and it is number 130. And now he's up into eighth place, so he's going very well indeed. He's just ahead of 157, Roger Wilson. 141 is with us, Jack Higham, and now for the leader, Peter.
Well, I expect him any second now, Bill Smith, and in fact, as we talk, here he is, crossing the line now. Already left this competitor, who is number 151, William Snelling on a Velocette from Santon. And the road quiet just for a moment, and half distance completed. Number 126, Bill Smith, with his big Yamaha, completed his six laps. The lead increasing. Here's Les Trotter now. Les Trotter crosses the line in second place, and I make him almost 25 seconds down on the leader. Almost 25 seconds down on Bill Smith. Third place now, we expect again, will be number 123. And interesting to note that Ian was talking about Bill Fulton in ninth place. That's the position he finished in this particular event last year, in ninth position. Here's Roger Sutcliffe, number 123. And he's some 46 seconds or so behind the leader at half distance. So, 126, he's the next place man now, who is 131, Alan Jones. The first four are through, and Bill Smith, I think, should be with you, Ian.
Yes, he's just lining up for the corner now. Round he goes. He's got three back markers just ahead of him, and I've no doubt that he'll whistle past them as they go towards Belown and on towards the cross four ways. This is a very fast section between here and the cross four ways, with swinging bends under the trees, down in the dip, and up again, and then to that very sharp right-hand hairpin at the cross four ways. Well, it's perhaps not quite so sharp as this one. There's 1-2-1 in second place. Les Trotter, 25 seconds down on Bill Smith now. 25 seconds. So there's no doubt who's in command in this race, and it's Bill Smith from Chester, holder of 29 TT replicas and winner of 11 previous Southern 100 races, who's in the driving seat now, 25 seconds ahead of Les Trotter. There's Roger Sutcliffe, number 1, 2, 3, and he is 23 seconds behind Trotter, and he's in third place. There's the fourth place man, who's still in touch with Roger Sutcliffe. 1-3-1, Alan Jones, despite the fact that the streamlining proclaims the rider to be Trev Jones. That's an orange-painted streamlining of 1-3-1, and he's in fourth place. There's the fifth place man now, 1-3-5, Norman Dunn. And sixth place man, 1-7-2, which is David Ashton, and he's a newcomer. And still they're streaming through here, number 158 on a very standard-looking Kawasaki. That's Stuart Howe, a newcomer from Leicester. I think I saw him out the other night having a run round the course, and he's probably just stuck number plates on it and taken it out on the course because it has neither streamlining nor anything else. Here is 1-2-4, Dave Williams in an unaccustomed place of 7th, but he's picking up places, and I'm sure that Bill Smith is back with you, Peter.
Well, I think I see the Yam. I do indeed. I see it now. This is him, 1-2-6, Bill Smith. Looked as if he was receiving a signal there. He just lifted his head above that screen. He's a couple of boys have been lapped. Bringing up the rear there is number 160, and that's Jerry Jenkins on a Suzuki from Telford. Bill Smith now completed 7 laps of this 12-lap race. He's the second-place man, Les Trotter, number 121. And on my watch now, it's just 23 seconds, the lead that Bill Smith has. 23 seconds. 151 and 171 having a private dice. That's William Snelling. And number 171 is David Whittam. And we wait now for the third place man, which should be local competitor Roger Sutcliffe, number 123. And it is indeed. And he's some 45 seconds down on the leader. Quick retirements, 161, Robert Forrest, 168. And 168, Ballabeg, number 128, Kennedy at the paddock, and number 155, Bob Douglas, also at the paddock. All riders perfectly okay. We can tell you that number 126, Bill Smith, is averaging 86.37 miles per hour for 6 laps. This is number 135, followed by 172, completing our leaderboard, but I know Bill is well past the end.
Yes, he is, Peter. We've got the second-place man with us now, 1-2-1 Les Trotter. Round the corner he goes. And from the information that Peter has just given us, it appears that we've got a record, certainly for the 750cc class on the cards with Bill Smith tonight. The existing record by John Taylor on a Sealy Suzuki last year at 85.35. So that looks very much in jeopardy. Number 154... newcomer Tom Thompson on his Kawasaki from London has just stopped at Ballabeg. The rider is perfectly okay, and once again it appears to be a question of engine trouble. That's number 154, Tom Thompson on his Kawasaki has stopped at Ballabeg. Meanwhile the race goes on, and the lead for Bill Smith is now 24 seconds, which is just 1 second less than it was on the previous lap. So perhaps Bill has decided, having received that signal that Peter thought he got when he went past the start, he's decided that 24 or 5 seconds is enough with just 4.5 laps to go. Les Trotter is in second place, 23 seconds ahead of Roger Sutcliffe, who in turn is 15 seconds ahead of Alan Jones, number 131. 135, Norman Dunn is 5th. 172, David Ashton, who is a newcomer, is 6th, and he's just 1 second adrift in 6th place, so we could see a change of order there. And there's number 163, Peter Kermode, on an unstreamlined machine ahead of 146, who stopped here earlier and who's going well, and I'm sure the leader's going well, Peter.
Going very well indeed, because that was him, but we've got news on number 124. Dave Williams, I think, is going to turn into the paddock at the end of this lap. He's just completed it and certainly going very slow, and it looks as if he's out of the race. He was, as Ian told us, lying in 7th position, an unaccustomed position for him. Second place man, not in view as yet, but as I talk, he is. This is Les Trotter, number 121, having rather a lonely ride, 26 and a half seconds behind the leader. 26 and a half seconds. That's number 160 passing, Jerry Jenkins on the Suzuki from Telford, and I don't think Les Trotter has been passed here in the company of any other rider for the complete race so far. Here's 123, third place man, Roger Sutcliffe. Some 47 seconds now down on the leader. The first three are through at the end of lap eight. Bill Smith, Les Trotter, Roger Sutcliffe, fourth place man, not in view as yet, but the leader's in the view of you, Ian.
Yes, he is, and he's having a fairly lonely ride now because there's nobody immediately ahead of him, and there's nobody very close behind him. Number 165 is with us now, having probably been overtaken on the straight down from Ballacacan. That's Jeff Semier from Huddersfield. And he is a newcomer to the races, and I've no doubt he'll learn something perhaps from following Bill Smith around part of this Balaun circuit. Here's the second place man now streaking along from Ballinoris. A familiar blue helmet and blue leathers, blue streamlining, a blue figure looking at him approaching. It's 1-2-1 Les Trotter, and away he goes 28 seconds now behind Bill Smith. So still the lead increases. We're on lap 9, almost three-quarter distance. And it's getting up towards the half-minute mark now. Looking out for Roger Sutcliffe. Here he is, the orange, white and blue helmet. And away goes Roger, no trouble at all to him. He's 20 seconds behind Les Trotter, and that's 3 seconds less than it was on the previous lap. So can Sooty make a big effort and snatch second place by the end of the race? He's got 3.5 laps to do it and 20 seconds to make up. 1-3-1 is through. In fourth place, Alan Jones. Here's the fifth place man now coming towards us, and the sixth, and they're close together. There's nothing between them. 1-3-5 and 1-7-2. And David Ashton in sixth place, trying to make up something on the corner. I think he probably made up a yard or two, but no more than that. But that's how you win races, to make it up on the corners if you haven't perhaps got the absolute maximum speed. 172, newcomer David Ashton holding a creditable sixth place, and he's right on the tail of Norman Dunn, who is an experienced man, in fifth place. But the lead is 28 seconds, the lead for Bill Smith here, and what is it for you, Peter?
Well, I'll tell you in just a moment, because that was Bill Smith just crossing the line as you pass back here, and, well, half a minute to wait, haven't we, really? And at the end of the sixth lap, we've now completed 9, of course, the official distance was 13 seconds, the difference between the first and second place men, Smith and Trotter, but that's certainly increased now. This is not the second place man. This is number 165, who is Jeff Senior on a Norton from Huddersfield, but here's the second place man, Les Trotter. And he is some 30 and a half seconds now behind Bill Smith. 30 and a half seconds down on Bill Smith. 9 laps completed, 3 to go. Roger Sutcliffe should be the next man along within the next 5 seconds or so if he's keeping pace with Bill Smith as he was. Here he is. This is number 123, Roger Sutcliffe on the Crook Suzuki. So Eddie Crooks, a former Manx Grand Prix winner, living in Barrow now. He's having a pretty good evening, isn't he, with his machines in second and third place. But they're not making much impression on that big Yamaha, Ian, are they?
Well, the big Yamaha is through, and you were talking about Roger Sutcliffe going past the start and finish line, and we could already see Bill Smith approaching us from Ballinoris. That's just how far he is ahead of the third place man. Translated into time, it's something like 50 seconds. So he's through now, and the watch is ticking away, and it's up to 30 seconds now. And here's the second place man, 1-2-1, Les Trotter. Round the corner he goes, ahead of Jeff Semier, who has been mentioned several times as being mixed up with the leaders on the road. Here's the third place man, I think, now, who's riding all by himself. He's got a clear road, 1-2-3, Roger Sutcliffe, sixth in the 350 race earlier tonight. He's holding third place now, and he's got a clear road, which should help him to reduce the 20 seconds that he is at present behind Les Trotter. Trotter is 31 seconds behind Bill Smith, so it's 51 seconds between first and third, and there's no doubt who is leading this race, that's Bill Smith. 1-3-1 is there. Right on schedule in fourth place, Alan Jones, 20 seconds behind Roger Sutcliffe. We expect now to see Norman Dunn, 1.35. Here he is, and he's still ahead of David Ashton. And Ashton tries to overtake as they go out of my sight. David Ashton pulls out alongside Norman Dunn and may well have got past before they get to Bala Whetstone. We shall see on the next lap whether he managed it and whether he managed to hold on to it. So Bill Smith is now leading by 31 seconds. We're on lap 10. It's a 12-lap race, and Bill Smith should be now on the Castledown bypass, Peter.
Yes, here he is. 1-2-6. Bill Smith crosses the line. And we have this 30 seconds to wait now, and certainly no stranger to this course is Bill Smith, with I think somewhere around about, 11 victories or something like that. A couple of machines in view, but not the second place man. It's just 15 seconds. That's number 141 passing now, Jack Higham. Number 166, and that is Marty Ames from Leeds. And the next bike should be number 121 Les Trotter, and indeed it is. 1-2-1 Les Trotter, and I'll tell you now, it's 34 seconds the difference between first and second. 34 seconds. At the end of the ninth lap, officially it was 29.8 seconds. As I say now, it's up to 34 seconds. Roger Sutcliffe, number 123, still holding on to that third place, and Bill Fulton, number 130, we make it now, is in seventh place, having started at the rear of the field. Bill Smith, for nine laps, averaging 86.17. Now, Ian.
Yes, Bill Smith has passed us, just has a precautionary glance down to the left-hand side of the machine as he goes away from Ballabeg, and Bill Fulton, that you were talking about in seventh place, is not so far ahead of Bill Smith on the road. And I've no doubt that they will be meeting up with each other very shortly along this 4.25-mile Balloune circuit. There's number 140 going past me. That's local competitor David Harrison, still going well on his Sealy. Waiting for the second-place man. Here he is now, number 121, Les Trotter. Nobody behind him, but several back markers ahead. And looking down these bends towards Ballinoris, as Trotter goes round, we see a clear road. But then, all of a sudden, a machine bursts between the buildings of Ballinoris, and it's that man, 1-2-3, Roger Sutcliffe. Round the corner he goes, just ahead of 1-6-5, Jeff Semier, who's still well in touch with these leaders, and he's holding on to them, and I've no doubt he's learning a lot, because he's a newcomer. The time interval now, 36 seconds. Bill Smith leads by 36 seconds, but Roger Sutcliffe is still cutting down, chipping away at this lead for Les Trotter in second place. It was 20 seconds on the last time round. It's now down to 18, but there's just a lap and a half to go, and there's not time, really, for Roger Sutcliffe to improve on his third place. Number 131, Alan Jones, is also through, 26 seconds behind Sutcliffe, so there's no danger there, but we've got a new fifth place man, and it is 172, David Ashton, who's got ahead of 135, Norman Dunn. So this is a good ride by David Ashton. He comes from Derby, and he's riding a 700cc Triumph. He's a newcomer, and he's in fifth place. But now, for the start of the last lap, Bill Smith's with you, Peter.
And that was him. And as you said, Ian, he's closing up on number 130, Bill Fulton, but I don't think he's going to catch him on this lap. Bill Smith, 11 laps completed, his 12th lap. He is on a comfortable lead, and indeed the leaderboard, apart from that change for fifth and sixth place, been pretty constant over the second half of this race. In fact, it's the first four have been in that order since lap five. It's 25 seconds now since Bill Smith set off to start his final lap. Second place man is not in view as yet. That's number 140, but here's Les Trotter now, 121. And I'll tell you that it's some 38 seconds, the difference. 38 seconds, the lead Bill Smith has over the second place man, and he's Sutty now, number 123, getting encouragement from the crowd. Roger Sutcliffe, 123 in third place. The leader, 126, Bill Smith, should be with Ian.
Yes, here he comes now, goes round Ballabeg hairpin for the last time in this race. He gets some applause from the marshal as he goes out of the corner. He acknowledges with a nod and continues on his way towards Bala Whetstone and the cross four ways. The watch is ticking away. All these machines you can hear going past me have been lapped. Number 142 is there. That's Peter Swallow from Huddersfield on a Manx Norton. And he's going well away from Ballabeg. We're looking now for 1-2-1 Les Trotter. And I think this is him now. Round the right-hander, into the last left-hander, down through the gears, into the corner. Fast approach on the Crook Suzuki, just ahead of David Harrison, local competitor. And on the last lap, the lead for Bill Smith is 40 seconds. 40 seconds is the lead for Bill Smith. Here is the third place man now, Roger Sutcliffe, who's ridden a good race. And he's in third place, 15 seconds behind Les Trotter. So he's taken another 3 seconds out of Trotter on that penultimate lap. But 15 seconds is too much to expect in about 3 miles, which is all they have left to the checkered flag. And Bill Smith will be already well on his way in that direction with 40 seconds advantage over Les Trotter and Roger Sutcliffe in third place. Here is the fourth place man now. It's 1-3-1, Alan Jones. He's round Ballabeg safely for the last time. And now the dice for fifth and sixth. Will it be David Ashton, 1-7-2? No, it's not. 1-3-5 has got past him again, Norman Dunn. And 1-7-2 is right there with them. The two of them are right together, wheel to wheel. They're really having a finish. And you've got a finish of the race, Peter.
Well, very shortly I will have. We expect to see this machine, the big Yamaha. And here he is. Crowds are waving to him. Crosses the line now. And in fact, you know, he did pass Bill Fulton. Bill Fulton was lapped there. I didn't think possibly Bill Smith could do it on that last lap, but he did. So number 126, Bill Smith, and what certainly must be a record race speed, possibly not the record lap, which was over 89 miles an hour, but certainly a record race speed for the 750 class. Second place man not with us yet. It's some 30 seconds since Bill Smith finished. Les Trotter will be finishing in second place. Number 121 should be with us shortly. It's just coming up to the 40 seconds now, like clockwork. Here he is. 121, Les Trotter finishing in second place. And we look now for number 123, who is Roger Sutcliffe. And here he is, crossing the line now. And Alan Jones, number 131, should be the fourth man to finish, and then we'll see who is fifth or sixth. Will it be David Ashton, or will it be Norman Dunn? Next machine is here. This is not a leaderboard man. And three have finished, and I can tell you the fourth place man not in yet, and yet Bill Smith has been finished some 1 minute and 20 seconds. And the fourth place man not in view as yet, but here he is now, the second of these. 1-3-1 with the screen of the fairing ripped off. Number 1-3-1 finishing in fourth place. Norman Dunn has got it from Dave Ashton. 1-3-5 and 1-7-2. Norman Dunn finishing in fifth place and in sixth place, completing the first six leaderboard. Number 1-7-2, newcomer David Ashton from Derby with a 700 triumph. So the first six are in, and we now await the official times for those first six. And, of course, qualifying places still at stake for the rest of the field for the event tomorrow afternoon, the Solo Championship. And certainly, if the racing is like tonight, it's going to be some great racing tomorrow. Finishing now, we have number 160, who is a lap down. That's newcomer Jerry Jenkins on a 492 Suzuki. Comes from Telford. Another machine on the bypass now, and this is number 171. That is David Whittam on a 498 Norton. Comes from Middleton. The finisher now surely is 159, and that's newcomer William Innocent from Doncaster on a Rickman Matisse. And as I say, these boys still trying hard, because qualifying places for tomorrow afternoon is the important thing that they're trying for. And just while we await the official results to be given to us, and we're pretty certain it's going to be a record race speed for Bill Smith, let's just look ahead very quickly to the program for tomorrow afternoon. Well, starting at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon is 2:30, the Event 5, the solar supporting 1,000cc race over 12 laps. That's followed at approximately 3:35 by the event we've been talking about this evening, event number 6, the Solo Championship
over 12 laps. And event 7, approximately 4:35, the sidecar championship, again, over 12 laps. So 36 laps of racing for tomorrow afternoon here on the 700 course at Balaun, 4.25 miles. And the forecast looks as if the weather is going to stay good, that we're going to have some really fast motoring. Already tonight we've had the first 90-mile-an-hour lap in the Southern by Ray McCulloch in the 350 class at 91.17 miles per hour, and a record race speed as well, of course. And we're just waiting now for the confirmation, and it's given to me straight away, thank you indeed, to Arthur Quinney, and he tells me that number 126, Bill Smith, 35 minutes, 30.8, 86.16 miles per hour, which is indeed a record by some 20.2 seconds. So Bill Smith, number 126, a record race, 35 minutes, 30.8, 86.16. Second, number 121, Les Trotter on the Crook Suzuki, 36 minutes, 11.8, 84.54. Third, number 123, Roger Sutcliffe on the Crook Suzuki, 36 minutes, 26, 83.98. Fourth, number 131, Alan Jones on the 745 Sealy, 37 minutes, 1.2, 82.65. In fifth place, number 135, Norman Dunn, 351 Yamaha, 37 minutes, 11.4, 82.27. And in sixth place, number 172, newcomer David Ashton on the 700cc Triumph, 37 minutes, 12.4, 82.24. The fastest lap was in the second lap of the race by the winner, Bill Smith, 2 minutes, 53 seconds, 88.43. 2 minutes, 53 seconds, 88.43. That was the quickest lap of this 750 event. So that just about wraps it up for the Day 2 of the 700 meeting for 1975. Tomorrow's program, remember, starts at 2:30, and we'll be broadcasting commentary on all three races tomorrow afternoon from approximately 2:25 p.m. So I hope you'll join us then. Till then, from all of us here down south, Mike, it's back to you in the studio.
And thank you very much again, Peter. And that's it from Manx Radio this evening.